Dormi,
Good morning.
Good morning. Randy, you're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we will begin with Elisham Yehud. And then we're on Psalm 71. We've done the first seven verses, so we'll start with verse 8. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link in the Tanit Dibur section. And we're utilizing the Michon Mamre translation because Rabbi Sutton has not yet done Psalm 71. L'shem Yehud kudshabri hu ishkinte bitkilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu. Uyakta l'shem yudhe bavadhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, vayihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kumunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kumuneihu. Psalm 71, verse 8. Imaleifi Kol hayom tifartecha. My mouth shall be filled with thy praise and with thy glory all the day. There are six words which connects to Zerantin. And there are 23 words which connects to the Aleph Bet after the Mashiach, when we are the 23rd letter will be revealed. Verse 9. Al tishli keni le'et zikna ki chlot kochi al ta'azveni. Cast me not off in the time of old age, when my strength fails, forsake me not. And there are eight words which connects to the Olam Haba, the world that is coming. It connects to the Sefirah of Bina. The number of letters there are 32 letters, which connects to the 32 gates of wisdom. It connects to the Sefirah of Chokmah. And thus we see Bina and Chokmah are always in unity. The 10th pasuk. Ki amru oyevaili v'sim v'shom rei nafshi no atzu yachdav. For mine enemies speak concerning me, and they that watch for my soul take counsel together. Thirty-one letters connects to the name of God, El, which connects to Chesed. For mine enemies, the 11th pasuk. Lemor Elohim azavoritu betich shocheu ki en matzil. Saying, Elohim has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver.
I know. Sorry, I'm late.
Good morning. We're on verse 11 of Psalm 71.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute.
Verse 11 has eight words, which again connects to the 10 Sephiroth plus the negative system. It connects to the 11 components of the Ketoret, which the name of incense, the translation is incense, but the essence, the root of incense, the root of the Ketoret is to draw close to Hashem. There There are 8 words connecting to Bina. There are 31 letters connecting to the name of God El that connects to Chesed and also to Chokmah. Verse 12. Elohim al tirchak mimeni Elohai bezrati husha husha. Elohim, be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me. There are 7 words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. There are 29 letters, which we've discussed many times previously. 29 connects to the Hebrew month of Av through the 2 letters that created that month. The Kaf that creates the sun, and the Tet that creates the constellation Aryeh, the Leo, which connects to the 72 names of God through the number of letters, 216 in the 72 names. Verse 13. Yevoshu ki yiglu sovne nafshi yatu cherpa uklima vakshe rati. Let them be ashamed and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and confusion that seek my hurt. There are 9 words, and we've discussed many times in the past. The number 9 can either be Chokmah, if we're counting from below up, or it can be Yesod, if we're counting from above down. Let us count the letters. There are 38 letters, and I don't remember exactly what 38 connects to, but I remember it is a relationship. Oh, it's a relationship to Chokmah. Because the word that the letters that spell 38 is Lamed Chet, which is the Hebrew word Luach, missing the Vav, of course. But Luach represents a tool of the calendar, which connects to mercy, connects to loving kindness, Chesed. Verse 14. Wani tamid ayachel. Behosafti al kol techilatecha. But as for me, I will hope continually, and will praise thee yet more and more. C. seven words connects to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. Twenty-eight letters connects to the Hebrew word koach, which translates as strength or power. Verse 15. Kilo yadati siforot. My mouth shall tell of thy righteousness and of thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. The last word in that verse is sephirot, or sephorot. But sephirot represents the plural of numbers, as it's this translation. But it also represents the sephirot, the levels of consciousness. So what it's really saying is that this verse is really saying a human, King David, knows not the sephirot. He knows not the level of his own personal consciousness. And there are 10 words which connects to the 10 sephirot. And 37 letters connects to the Bina, the concealed aspect of Bina, and we've discussed the number 37 many times below, before, because 37 plus Hashem's name of 26, the revealed part of Hashem's name, total 63, which is the number that is connected to Bina. Verse 16. Avol bigurot Adonai Hashem azkir tzidkatcha levadecha. I will come with thy mighty acts, O Lord Hashem. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Seven words connects to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. The second word is, translation is with righteous, or is with mighty acts, but it's Givurah. It's the plural of Givurot. It's the plural of Givurah. Givurot. And so the translation may make sense, but it's also relating to the Sephirot. Come with strength, come with power, come with Givurah, judgments. Adonai Hashem, the unity of the two names, Malchut and Zerampin. It's verse 17. Elohim limatani minurai v'yad heinagid nifliotecha. Elohim, thou hast taught me from my youth, and until now do I declare thy wondrous works. 7 words connecting to unity of Zeranpin and Malchut. Five letters. Thirty-five letters is Lamed He, and that word can be translated as teach the physical world. The 18th verse. Wedam adzik na wesegda Elohim al tazveni ad agid zeroach aletor lekol yavo gevuratecha. And even unto old age and hoary hairs, O God, forsake me not until I have declared thy strength unto the next generation, thy might to everyone that is to come. There are 14 words which connects directly to King David. As David's name, David, is a gematria 14. And King David is the chariot for Malchut. And 55 letters. And 55 is Nun Hey, but that represents or can be translated as the fallen physical world. Verse 19. Wetzidkatcha Elohim ad marom asher asita gedolot Elohim mikamocha. Thy righteousness also, Elohim, which reaches unto high heaven. Thou who has done great things, Elohim, who is like unto thee? Ten words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. 39 letters, it connects to the Du, the Tao, Tet Lamed, the Du that is the anointing Du, the Du that is the anointing Du for Mashiach. Verse 20. Asher kiritani tzarot rabot veraut tashuv techayeni umidchomot ha'er aretz tashuv ta'aleni. Thou who has made me to see many and sore troubles, will you quicken me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth? Eleven words connects to the ten sephirot plus the negative system. It connects to the Ketoret with its root to bring us closer. Two letters, which is the number connected to Malchut. Verse 21. Terev gedulati v'tiso tenachameni. Thou will increase my greatness and turn and comfort me. Four words that connect to the four worlds. Eighteen letters that connects to life. Chai. Verse 22.
Amicha Elohai, Azamra Lecha, Kekinor Kadosh, Yisrael.
I also will give thanks unto thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, unto thy truth. Elohim. I will sing praise unto thee with the harp, O the Holy One of Israel. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. Forty-five letters, which connects to the gematria, the number value that connects to Zeran Pin. Verse 23.
Tirane na sofatai ki azamra la.
My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee. and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Eight words which connects to Bina, the world that is coming. Thirty letters which connects to teaching. The English translation of verse 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing praises unto thee and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. Verse 24. Gam lashoni kol hayom teheged tzidkatecha ki voshu ki tafshu mivach sheirati. My tongue also shall tell of thy righteousness all the day, for they are ashamed, for they are abashed, that seek my hurt. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. Forty-two, which connects to the Anabachoach, which is the name of God used in creation. And to complete Psalm 71, we will now say the Hebrew in sequence. It's sequentially from first verse to the last verse in Hebrew. Lecha Hashem ha'siti al avosha le'olam. Tzidkata tatzileni utfalteini. Hate lai aznecha v'hoshieni. Heye li tzur ma'on lavo tamid. Sati vita lehoshieni tisali sudati ata. Elohai palteni miyad rasha mikach be'awel. Beho metz ki ata tikwati Adonai Hashem. Mivtachi minurai alecha nis. Nismachti mi beten mi meimi. Atagozi becha tehilati tamid. Kimofet. Hayiti l'rabim v'ata machasi oz. Yimaleichi tehilatecha kol hayom yifartecha. Al haslikeni le'et zikna. Ki klod kolchi alta azbeni. Ki amru oyevai li. Wishtom re nafshi no atzu yachdav. Lemor Elohim azavo. Reed fu betif shuhu. Ki en matzil. Elohim rahak mi meni. Elohai lezrati husha. Yevoshu yiklu. Sotne nafshi yatu herpa. Ukli mamivakshe rati. We anitamid ayahel vehosafti al kol techilatecha tisaper sidkatecha kol hayom teshuatecha ki lo yedati seforot avo bigurot Adonai Hashem Az kir tzidkatcha levadecha Elohim lematani minurai v'yatena agid nifliotecha v'gam adzikna v'seva Elohim al teazveni Ad agid zeroacha ledor, lekol yavo gevuratecha. Betzidkatcha Elohim, ad marom asher asita, gedolod Elohim mikamocha, asher kiritani. Sarot rabot v'raot tashu v'chayeni u'mitchomot haaretz tashu ta'aleini erev gedulati v'tisot t'nachameini gam ani odecha v'ikli nevel Amitcha Elohai, Azamra lecha b'kinor kedosh Yisrael, Taranena safatai, Ki azamra lach b'nafshi asher padita, Gam l'shoni kol hayom, Tehege atzit katecha, ki voshu ki chafru, mevakshe rati. That's the end of the psalm, the end of our class. Are there any questions? As you're unmuting your phones, there will be a class. Motzi Shabbat for the Parasha of Lech Lecha, and since we have not yet finished section 36, it's my plan for both the Zohar class to continue with completing that section 36, although I don't think we will complete it next week, but we will be doing a deeper Zohar class Motzi Shabbat and also on Thursday evening. Does anyone have any questions?
No questions.
Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to all, Shabbat Gadol, Shalom Gadol. Enjoy the flood, because with the proper words, the Teva, which is the same root word that means ark, with the proper ark, meaning the proper words, you will have your protection shield from the flood. Shabbat Shalom.
Have a good Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you all.